We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, and as promised, leaving the break, we've got Max Masters, Dr. Max Masters from Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation on the phone. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing well. Everybody looks good on this end, but I have to say it's kind of funny that, you know, when doing radio shows, sometimes there's problems, and we kind of had a difficult time getting a good signal with you, and now you're out there on your roof at your house. We hear the birds singing and the crows, and we want everybody to know what Dr. Max will actually do to go, he will go through for this show to make sure he gets the word out. So thank you for going up on the roof, and happy good morning to you with all the birds. Too, but so
great. I just hope we can hold off the rain a little longer.
Yes, be safe.
Yeah, hopefully. So if it does start raining, that'll even be more fun for the show. But let's talk about something that probably not many people think about when they think about chiropractors, and that's pediatric care. And I guess I kind of just start with that and tell me, you know, what do you do for young children?
Well, with pediatrics, they're scared to bring their kids in because they're thinking it's one of those hard cracking adjustments. But a lot of times with kids, we're doing more trigger point therapy or muscle therapy to release these tight issues that they have, to release the tension off their spine. Some of the biggest things we work with are ear infections, colicky babies, constipated babies. A lot of times they have a lot of discomfort getting into their car seats. So we can relax their spine and their mid back area. It allows them to get in the car seat a lot easier. Because babies will put a lot of tension on their back.
I mean, how does a baby get tension on its back? I mean, it just lays there.
Well, because when their muscles start developing in their cervical spine, their neck spine first. So when their head starts growing, they're trying to lift their head up. And when they use those muscles that are not quite developed yet, they want to move their head, or they want to roll over, and it'll put the tension on the spine. The spine is super soft when they're a baby, so the muscles will kind of throw everything out of whack. So that's why we do more muscle trigger point therapies on the babies.
The muscles pull the different vertebrae in different directions. Is that kind of the nutshell of it?
Exactly. Yeah, it's the same thing with adults, but with adults, the spine's more hard.
It's rigid,
ossified. So, yeah, but now the babies are so soft that it's so easily their spines will move. So we don't really adjust the spine necessarily. We do at some point, sometimes it'll move, but more of the muscles that are causing tension when the muscle imbalances.
Okay.
Well, it makes sense because sometimes babies go through that phase where they look like they have a big head, like their body's not supporting it right.
They always look like they have a big head.
Lately, that's one of the biggest things I have is like the heads are overdeveloped and the body is not strong enough yet to hold that, especially nowadays with the different formulas. When babies get the formulas and stuff like that, they develop a lot faster in different areas, so the bodies can't keep up with the growth. That's where I see a lot of the issues. But
is that bird on your shoulder? Because that bird sounds like it is right next to you.
He's like Snow White.
I have a bird in my ear, but I don't see the bird outside.
Yeah,
because he's loud. I mean, I can almost hear the bird better than you. It's got a very beautiful song for sure.
That's, I guess this Bluetooth is pretty. Oh yeah, now I hear him. Now that you say something. He's just he's trying to get famous, I guess.
Yeah. Well, so I mean, if anybody's just joining us, this is Dr. Max Masters, who's out on his roof so he could get a good cell signal to have the call. And he's got all the wildlife in the world seems to have come straight to his house once we started recording the show. But, you know, pediatrics, you know, people really don't think about that when it's coming. You know, I've already said that, but take it a little further. How are you really able to help a baby? It just seems to me such a foreign thing that you could put a baby on a table and not do like a spine adjustment, like you're saying, but being able to manipulate those muscles. It just doesn't seem, they're so new, it doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Babies, when they're developing, when they develop and then they start moving and their head falls, it just throws everything out of whack. One of the experiences that I want to talk about that I can, because it's my daughter, she gets constipated. When she goes through a growth spurt, nursing milk changes a little bit. We introduce her to some solid foods now. Now her digestive system is a little different, so it's harder for her to pass every time we introduce something new. So we go in on her low back and her pelvis area, and we do some of the trigger point down in her pelvis region, the SI joints, the tailbone area, and we do some muscle relaxation stuff. And that day she'll have a bowel movement, and then the next day she'll literally have three or four bowel movements back to back because she's so bound up from it.
Does it work the same way for adults?
Well, it's a little bit different type of adjustment, but yes, I've done that before.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, now I know where I'm going for the extra adjustment. Mason Dixon, I know you got to have a question over there.
Oh, I got all sorts, but Dr. Max Masters, I was wondering if you have any, like, regular children patients that have you seen any benefits compared to kids that don't get chiropractic adjustments? Like, do they behave better once they grow up and be in school or for their parents or anything like that?
That's an awesome question. Yeah, I've definitely seen a lot of different attitudes. I call it, I call it the attitude adjustments on kids. But it's more of just getting the tension up the spine. Kids don't really know how to express their pain or their symptoms, so they act out when they get, or they get frustrated, so they don't know how to deal with it or how to explain what they're feeling. So they come in for regular adjustments, we can line them up and get the tension off their bodies. They just function a lot better. I've seen that a lot. I have a lot of kids in regular care. I've seen kids from 2 months old, you know, and my oldest patient is right around in their 90s. So I haven't followed anybody that long. I haven't been that long, but I've seen patients from 2 months old up to they're now in high school. Oh. So it's been pretty fun.
Yeah, that blew my mind the day you told me that you did pediatric type of stuff. It just didn't seem as like, oh, okay, all right. Well, now that I know that you do, and I don't have babies, so it's long past that. But those that are out there that do, if you're having some of those issues and you maybe don't want to go to a traditional physician who more than likely will prescribe a drug for any kind of constipation or something like that, you want to try something different, give Dr. Max Masters a call. And how do they do that and get a hold of you if they would like to, Doc?
They can reach us at 269-639-2545, or they get us on our website at southhavenchiropractic.com. And I want to give a little shout out to Rob real quick about, thank you for streamlining our website here recently. It looks sharp, it's simple, it's direct. There's no fluff and buff. It's just exactly what we do, and you get to it, get your contact, get a hold of us.
Yeah, no doubt. Right now, it's a basic site, and we're going to be adding some video and some cool things as we move through the year. But, we'll have that up. Make sure that you can get in touch and find the contact information there at chiropractorsouthhaven.com or southhavenchiropractor.com.
You got both of them?
He's got both of them.
That's why I'm always so confused. I'm trying to think which one is it.
So when you make a mistake, it's both. We're good to go.
Yeah,
so
buddy.
Regardless of all that, thank you, Dr. Max. We'll see you. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks on the show, and thank you again.
Yep, you guys have a great morning.
Right on. We'll be back with a preview, Trussin' Bird Band, or let me talk a little bit about it and some other stuff we got going on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.